It's Central Time. I'm Veronica Rickert.
And I'm Rob Farage. You're with us here in the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. Coming up at Central Time, who wants to host the Olympics? Boston is trying to bring the Games to the U.S. in 2024. We'll check out the costs and benefits of being an Olympic host.
But first, the state's Menominee tribe dropped a major announcement this morning, one that has the potential to kickstart some serious development in southeastern Wisconsin.
With the backing of Hard Rock International, the Menominee tribe is offering up $220 million to fund the construction of a new arena for the Milwaukee Bucks, covering the portion that Governor Walker wants to publicly fund. In exchange, the tribe is asking the governor to overturn his decision on a proposed Kenosha casino, which he rejected last month.
Here to talk more about this proposed deal is Gilman Halstead, one of WPR's reporters here in Madison. Gilman, welcome back.
I'm glad to be here.
Well, what can you tell us about the specifics of this proposal as we know them so far?
Well, it's not just the $220 million that's being offered. At $12 million a year, the way it was explained at a news conference today, to help cover the state's portion of building the Bucks Arena. But they've upped a bond that they had offered before of, I believe it was $250 million, to keep the state safe from, you know, sort of make good on the money that they might lose if they had to pay back the Potawatomi, who may bring a legal challenge if the said they'd bring a legal challenge if the Kenosha Casino was approved. So that's up to $275 million now. So it's they've upped the ante for offering what they would give to the state by $495 million, and have asked the governor to consider this and to sit down and talk with them when he gets back from London.
Now, for all practical purposes, this seemed like a done deal about a month ago.
Right.
And then this morning, a lot of us woke up and went, whoa, did anybody know that this was coming?
Well, I think the tribe, it sounds to me like the Menominee had never really given up, and that as soon as it was rejected, began working on this with Hard Rock International. And so they knew about it, but I don't think that the governor didn't. The governor certainly knew that the tribes and Hard Rock really want this casino and had been bargaining to get it with offers that they made earlier that he rejected. So, yeah, most of the politicians involved, I don't think, knew it. People in the community in Kenosha, I think, from what we heard at the news conference today from the two Republican and also two Democratic legislators from the Kenosha-Racine area, said they've heard nothing but complaints since the governor rejected this and demands that, come on, we really need this, we need the jobs. And so their phones have been ringing off the hook, both Republican and Democratic. Senator Van Wongard said today that he can't go into a grocery shop to buy anything because he'll end up spending 45 minutes before he buys the loaf of bread because everybody's talking his ear off about the casino.
Well, $220 million is a significant amount of money. Is it clear how the financial end of it would be feasible for the Menominee tribe, even backed by Hard Rock in this case?
Right. Hard Rock made a hard case this morning that they are good for it, that they've talked with their bankers, and that this kind of money is that they can make that money and promise to pay the state before they even pay themselves if the casino gets up and running. They've said they've done their economic projections for how much money the casino would make, and they can cover this. Now, Secretary Hipsch from the Department of Administration today cast doubt upon that. I didn't talk to him directly, but reporter Sean Johnson told me that he said that he's not convinced, that the governor is not convinced, that this offer changes things. Even though everyone in Kenosha and Racine, they're saying, this is the game changer.
Well, the bonding plan that Governor Walker proposed to fund a new Bucks arena, it didn't go down perfectly with even members of his own political party. Assembly Speaker Robin Voss said last week that the plan has zero chance, as a quote, of passing in the state legislature. So with that in mind, have you heard how this is going over with lawmakers in Wisconsin?
Well, I as I said, I did hear from four of them today, two from either side of the aisle at this news conference. They're all people who represent, legislators who represent the area where jobs and economic development would come with the casino. And They both spoke out against the bonding. Neither of the Republicans, Representative Kirkman, Samantha Kirkman, and Senator Van Wongard, committed that they would vote against the budget if this bonding was there. But they did make it clear that their constituents and their own consciences are making it will make it difficult for them to figure out whether they'll be in the yes or the no column when it comes to that, at least that portion of the budget. So beyond that, and of course, you mentioned the Speaker of the Assembly, Voss, saying that he came out today, again, in a statement, saying that he thinks it's great that they're offering this, but he sort of put a postscript on his statement today saying we may just have to accept that the governor is ultimately going to reject even this.
Well, the governor is out of the country right yes. now when this news drops. Does that, do you think, was it a deliberate chance for the proposal to get some traction here before the governor came back and had to put his final yes or no on it again?
Well, there is a deadline involved. A change of mind would have to take place before February 19th. That's the deadline. He made his rejection within that time frame, but he could change his mind before then. So whether the indications that we're getting from his right-hand man, Secretary Hipsch, is that this is not going to change things. But certainly the Menominee and the legislators from the Kenosha area have made it clear that they're going to be talking this up very strong with all of the rest of the politicians and insisting that they take a really good look at an opportunity. The Hard Rock International also made a point, and Representative Kirkman sort of reinforced it, that Hard Rock may very well go across the border to Illinois, where they have already done a study for building a casino there, not a Kenosha casino, an Illinois casino. And Jim Allen from Hard Rock International said today, we don't want to do that. We want to work with the Menominee. We want to stay in Wisconsin. And Representative Kirkman said, I don't want that money going to Illinois for a casino. So we're going to hear a lot more of that, I think. Whether it's really going to have an impact on the governor, I don't know. Because we know that there's been pressure on him from conservatives in Iowa. There was this letter that was publicized from what you might, I guess, call the social conservatives, saying that it would not be a good idea for the governor to support gambling, which is a sin, I guess, or, you know, it's not a good social thing. So I think we can say that he's weighing that as well in his decision.
Now, the governor said no to the casino initially because he was worried it would place an undue burden on taxpayers, right. mm-hmm. and also because he was afraid that covering the losses would end up being too right. big a hit to Wisconsin. Does this new proposal from the Hard Rock and the Menominee answer those concerns that the governor has caused him to initially reject it?
Well, I haven't seen anything numbers from the governor's side of this to be able to compare what he sees as the projected losses. Certainly we heard today that from the Menominee, who have been saying all along, that they think that those losses are unlikely to happen. And then on top of that, they're saying, even if they do, we believe that the offer we're making now would cover whatever losses will come. And so everybody's they're painting very different pictures. The Menominee and Hard Rock are saying the money's there, lots of people are going to gamble, and we're going to make lots of money and put lots of people to work, and the taxpayers are going to get a really good deal. And the governor is just saying he sees a different forecast.
Have the Bucks or the NBA responded at all? Any word from them?
I haven't heard from them, but reporter Chuck Kornbach, I think, is going to be filing a story. He did, I think, cover a news conference today concerning that, but I don't have any news on that.
Well, Gilman, we'll be watching this along with the rest of Wisconsin. Thank you so much for joining us.
You're welcome.
That was Gilman Halstead, one of WPR's reporters here in Madison. He talked to us about the Menominee Tribe's proposal to fund a new Bucks arena in exchange for a reversal on the Kenosha casino decision.